Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It's actually incredibly early for most people. This morning it's 5:10 and I'm on the way to the gym and the church mail. But I usually don't record this early. But what's been on my heart recently is about vision. Vision. The Bible says without vision, the people perish. Now, what does that mean? What is vision? Why is it important? And why is it important to keep the vision? And before we even start this, I want to preface this with sometimes God gives you a promise, He gives you a vision, He gives you direction, and you go in that direction, everything's great, God fulfills that purpose, that season of life goes well, it's over though, that season ended, now it's on to the next one, and He gives you new vision. I'm not discounting that. I'm not saying you have to, you get vision from God, and then you... and then you have to stick with that vision the rest of your life, or that purpose, or that task, that God-given task. I'm not saying that. Yeah, visions, they come and go, and God uses them to progress in the promises that He's given us. And they have oftentimes they have a start and a finish, and that's totally fine. So if you've had that vision, you did what God's called you to do, and now it's time to move on, that's totally fine. Don't get stuck there because you feel like you have to be there. But if you've been given a promise by God, you've given vision to go along with that promise, and you know you're still supposed to be there, well, then don't lose your vision, you know? It's easy to grow weary in well-doing, like the Bible says. And you're going to grow weary. You're going to get tired. You're going to desperately need some time off, time away, vacation, because it's exhausting. And I'm not saying it's all negative. It's just, you know, ministry is tiring. That's just a fact. It's tiring. Because you don't just sit around and let things happen. It's not easy. But it is a huge blessing. But don't lose your vision. Don't lose your vision. And don't let the weariness of ministry or your calling wear on you to the point where you get numb to it. You get apathetic. You know, because in the season of life you're in right now, God's given you clarity on some things. He's given you, which is vision. He's given you vision and passion. And how do you not lose that, though, as you're going through the motions? Well, I think you don't lose that by sticking with Him and believing with all your heart that God is going to do a work where you are right now. Like, do you believe that? God wants to do great things with your life at this very moment in time. That's amazing to me. Like, when I first started Calvary Chapel Mobile, I had vision coming out my ears. Like, it was just like, let's do this, exciting, let's pray, and it's exciting. Is it still? Heck yeah, it's totally exciting. I love it. But there are moments where you're like, wait, what are we doing? Where are we at? You sort of assess the situation. Where are we at in church planning? What do we need to do next? There's so many possibilities, but what do we want to do? Like, I just don't want to go to church, teach the Bible, come home, go in another few days, you know, because we have midweek on Wednesday. We have Sunday services. I don't want to just go through the motions and not think of the why or the purpose of what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, basically. Like, I don't want to lose my vision. Because, again, when we first moved to Mobile, it was like, we know what we're doing. We're planning a church. We're giving the vision to the church. Know Jesus. Grow in your faith by the teaching of the Word of God, and go out and make disciples. Know, grow, and go. That's the motto, if you will. And that's what we're doing. And it's still the motto. And that's what we're still doing. And we're here to stay, you know? But I want to make sure I don't sort of fall into a routine where I'm just going through the motions. But I want to remain passionate. I want to continue to share the vision with the people that God has brought to Calvary Chapel Mobile. And in order to do that, I mean, you go, don't get me wrong, you go through desert seasons, you go through valleys, you go through dry seasons. That's just, you know, as a believer, that's just a fact. Yeah, that happens, right? But the question is, what are you going to do during those seasons? What are you going to do during those hard times? Those, I'm just kind of going through the motions. Well, seek God like never before. Pray to the Lord like nothing else. I would say, like, put on worship music consistently and just praise Him and think about those words and fellowship. Continue to stay plugged in with other believers, because all of these things sort of ignite the fire in our hearts to continue on with the Lord. See? So if God's given you vision, if He's given you clarity in your life, in your ministry, for what He's called you to do right now, continue on in it. Endure. Persevere. And oftentimes the only way we can do that is to depend upon the Lord for all of it. For every part of it. Because I have no doubt, I mean, God wants to work. He wants to work in my life, in the church's life, in your life, in your family's life, in your work life, in your home life, in your personal life. He wants to work in your life. And the more you seek Him, honestly, the clearer things really get. Is this verse overstated? Maybe, but I don't think it can be. It's scripture. James 4:8, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And that's a fact. So continue on. Don't give up. Know that success in your calling is not measured by quantity, it is measured by quality. How's your heart? How's your spiritual life? Are you consistently walking with the Lord? Are you growing and going deeper with Him? I think these are all great questions we have to ask ourselves to make sure we're not the ones that are making life monotonous. Because the easy thing to do is point to situations or point even to others and be like, they're the reason. That's the reason why I'm complacent and apathetic right now. Oftentimes, it's reverting our eyes away from others and other things and reverting our eyes inward to search our heart to be like, Lord, is there any way in me that's compromising, that's drifting away, that's not compliant to Your leading? Because those sort of things can blind the vision that God has given you. It can kind of make life blurry. And we don't want that, right? So, don't lose your vision. If you're still called to be where you're at, doing what you're doing, continue on. If you're in the valley season, you feel like you're deep in the valley, look up and praise Him. If you're in the dry desert season, know that there's an oasis up ahead. All in all, God has you. He knows what He is doing. He's going to work in your heart, in your life. Believe it, know it, and walk in it. Don't grow weary in well-doing. God wants to work. He wants to work. So if He's given you a vision, if He's given you insight, if He's given you eyes to see, continue to look forward and press on. Press on and progress in the kingdom of God by sticking with it through those times that feel monotonous. Stick with it, you guys. Don't walk away. Don't run away. Don't grow jaded in your calling. You can still have joy even through those regular, everyday occurrences. God works supernaturally in very natural ways. Don't give up. Continue to give in to the Lord and press into His promises. And the results will be amazing and astounding, guys. We hope you guys have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.